Mr. President, Madam Minister, distinguished delegates, let me address perhaps two questions or recommendations which have been raised today. Firstly, I would like to address concerns pertaining to the level of protection granted by Polish anti-discrimination law to vulnerable groups, with a special emphasis of LGBTI persons and persons with disabilities. It is worth emphasizing that anti-discrimination provisions in Polish law should be considered as a system. Relevant provisions of the Civil Code guarantee a broad protection of personal goods. We have certain measures to protect those groups in Penal Code and other regulations. And also the act of the implementation of certain regulations of European Union regarding equal treatment defines various forms of discrimination, such as direct and indirect discrimination, harassment, sexual harassment, and unequal treatment. Article 13 of the act also explicitly stipulates that everyone against whom the principle of equal treatment has been violated is entitled to damages, while the issues related to the violations of the principle of equal treatment shall be governed with the provisions of the Civil Code. The Act was adopted with the aim to implement EU anti-discrimination directives, which contain closed catalogues of the ground of discrimination. The Polish implementation and Act relates to the level of protection by the EU directives. Thank you very much for various recommendations concerning further steps of support provided to development of civil society after introducing the Office of Government Plenipotentiary for Civil Society, which are now in progress. In this context, I would like to address certain concerns regarding strengthening consultations with the civil society in legislative procedures. I would like to inform that there are a number of civic dialogue channels which already exist in Poland, including newly born Council for Social Dialogue, composed of the representatives of unions, employers, and government. Also, at the national level, we have National Public Benefit Council, which is composed in majority with representatives of non-governmental organizations. On the local and regional levels, we have the same kind of public benefit local councils. Those councils are advisory bodies for public administration and are composed of representatives of the third sector and public administrations, and the system of civic dialogue bodies extend the process of consultations with the civil society in the legislative procedures. Thank you.